This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Coloradans along the Front Range can now comment on a plan to develop passenger rail service from Fort Collins to Pueblo. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The online meeting runs through the end of the month and shows potential routes for the 173-mile rail service. The state estimates that by 2050, an additional 3 million people will be living and commuting along the Front Range, where four-fifths of Colorado's population already lives. According to the state, plans for a rail system on the Front Range have been under consideration for more than a decade, although funding for the project has yet to be identified. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Some people in the small town of Westcliff are holding a 4th of July protest today. That's after the annual parade couldn't get permits due to coronavirus concerns. KOAA Television reports a local resident has organized the march to replace the parade. She's encouraging people to bring American flags and other Independence Day symbols. Westcliff is in Custer County, west of Pueblo. And the Colorado Air National Guard will fly F-16 fighter jets over the state this morning to honor the 4th of July. The jets will take off from Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora and will fly over Westminster, Monument, and Parker, and parts of the high country over Lake City and Redstone. A Black Hawk helicopter flyover is also scheduled around Colorado Springs tonight. Warm temperatures and thunderstorms for the Front Range today, highs near 90 for Denver. This is CPR.